party in the slip. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hello. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
More home improvement stories with Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Dr. Drew and the hizzy.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what brings you to the show, buddy?
I almost had to go to New York today, dude.
Good time.
Yeah.
Happy President's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you something about this holiday as I was sitting with all the people that work around a table at noon.
Mm-hmm.
First off, if you're not working, shut your pie hole. The people that are working don't need to hear about what you're planning on doing today.
Yeah.
As my wife is all full of this. I'm going to sleep in, then maybe I'll go to the beach. Am I taking a movie? That's great. You got all kinds of plans. That's the other thing. Have the decorum. Have the quiet
decency,
dignity and the decency not to say anything to those of us who have to go to whatever our jobs are. Even though my job's not like really having a job, technically, still had to go to work today. Okay, number one. Number two, let's just decide whether this is a holiday or not and either take it or not, or don't take
Thank
it.
Thank you.
The half holiday
is a bad idea.
It's confusing. It's a dangerous message to the kids.
Well,
it's tough for those of us who have to work because now it's like not only going to work, but someone just hits you in the knee with a bat.
You've accumulated a bunch of stuff, but you've also accumulated a bunch of things at your work when you were working that are incomplete now because nobody else was there you needed to finish the jobs.
Right. Always a little unclear. What's open? What's not open? The schools aren't open. The banks aren't open. What about the Linoleum City? Is that going to be open?
Probably.
I went down to Linoleum City, actually, today, by the way. That's a great name.
Open, yeah.
By the way, I missed the part where people just put city behind whatever. Plungers.
Carpet city.
It just whatever you were selling, pow, the word city just goes behind it.
Hmm.
It's always a little disappointing when you show up, though.
Not a city.
Not quite.
No.
Not quite a city. But yeah, a couple acoustic panels coming off the ceiling, and some poor guy waiting to die behind the counter trying to sell linoleum adhesive. Yeah,
my wife took in a film today because they had some time. So my kids, it was 51st dates for the second time.
And
my wife loved it. I thought, okay, Susan, we're going to talk about you for 2 hours.
Yeah, and then you're getting a bullet in the head. For her own good.
For her
own good.
Yeah, absolutely. Admittedly.
I wouldn't do it if it were just for me.
It's because I love her so much.
I know. You're a doctor, but please.
The suffering is too much. It's too much.
Yeah. Do no harm, but more harm by her walking the planet, loving that movie. All right. Now, Rob Schneider, dear friend. Now, here's the thing. All I'm saying is, and then somebody I was working with today had a good idea, which is if you're a Democrat, and you voted Democrat, and there's a Democratic president in the office, you get to celebrate.
The holiday. That's good.
If it's a Republican, you voted Republican. First off, getting people out to the polls.
Yeah.
Motivating
That's
you.
Good. That's
you
good.
Know, so here's the thing. Only the people that vote get the holiday. And only your guy. I mean, you put your money on this horse. That horse got to come in.
As usual, just go with what works. Motivate people, right? Self-interest, always motivated.
What if you just told, I swear to Christ, I know it's pathetic. It would certainly work on me. If you just told people, look, you'll get a couple of these holidays off over the course of each year if you just go out and vote. A, people would vote. B, they'd really work their strategy.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of the people gloating a little bit who get this day off because their guy is in office.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. And it'll keep moving around. Would have been Clinton. Clinton had a pretty good run. You know what I mean? You would have got 8 years off in a row if you were a Democrat.
Good times.
Now you got
might have converted some people over in the middle.
Right. All right. That is that's my plan. That's my President's Day plan. But I'm just saying, with any holiday, and the same with all the Jewish holidays, either we're all in or all out. It's torture for those of us who are going to work, having, especially with the questions, are you taking, you guys aren't working, you're not doing, especially with this show. We rarely get any days off on this show.
Yeah.
And it's always that, why are you guys, where are you going to work? Well, you don't have, yes, I do.
We do that on weeknights normally. What night is your show? It's Friday through Sunday?
That's my family.
Yeah.
Well, I figure I'll come by the show 7:30 Friday. Dad, show's not on Friday, nor is it on at 7:30. Anything else you want to miss out? What do you call me, Alan? Alan, I'd like to come by at 7:30 on Friday and do that show with Dr. Dre. Huh. Yeah, that's family. All right, and one last quick thing.
Yeah.
I got a car. It's a black car. They just said... It's one of these Denalis. They gave it to me for a couple months to drive around. It's one of these show business things. Got a little scrape on it. Got a little white paint on it. It's up on the fender. It's up on the bumper. I'll rub it out at my leisure. Listen, all you J-offs that are coming by, everyone in their... And what happened here? Shut up! Shut up! All of you, shut up! Is everybody... Really? What do you think happened? A rabbit rubbed its ass on the fender. I clipped something, you idiot! Jesus F! Does everybody have that? What is that impulse? Everybody! Ooh, what happened here? What have I hit a leprechaun? What do you think? I hit something! What do you think happened?
Yeah, it's bad.
What a commando paratrooper was falling out of the sky and clipped the thing. I hit a unicorn.
Unicorn, yeah.
What do you think, you effing retards? I hit something.
Of course, them pointing
it
out.
I feel stupid enough.
Yeah, yeah, them pointing it out.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, how about a nice knee in the groin? And by the way, is this something that's that foreign to you? What do you call that? What do you call that, a scrape? What is that? So you're saying the process of a sheet metal automobile making contact with a cinder block wall leaves a mark. Interesting. And this is called what? Is this a vehicle?
We'll have to study this.
It's called, you don't know, never seen a bumper? It's been scraped on anything, you jackass! Shut up! God damn, I've had 80 people come up to me. Hey, what's going on? What is this? It's like a caveman looking into a mirror or something.
But it's
like,
all your buddies.
Oh my God! What is this?
It's got to be those pseudo guys you work with, though, right?
It's everybody. It's strangers. It's young and old. It's friends. It's enemies. It's like they're looking at the Southern Lights.
Really,
the Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Yeah, it's like on mystery. And really, is there a real question as to what happened? Is there really a question? What do you think? By the way, what's it look like? What's it smell like? Does it smell like something? It smell like tapioca? What are you seeing? I made contact with something,
you
a-hole. It's all
displaced anxiety for the flooring mishap today.
Oh,
yes?
A flooring mishap. No, it's all fine. I'm just saying, look. I don't go when I see a person with a dent in their car or a scrape
don't
on their
what
bumper.
It, what it was.
I don't walk up. What happened here?
I right, think
Drew,
it's rhetorical.
Please, would you back?
I think it's rhetorical. I'll back you up. They got to be kidding.
Jesus F.
They got to be
shut
kidding.
Up.
It makes
no,
it
they're
feel
not
so
kidding.
Good
look, I understand.
But I mean, they're not kidding, but they're being rhetorical. They're like,
I mean, look, I understand. If I'm standing in front of
it's
somebody's
car, it's a kind
car,
way of saying, "How'd you do that?"
If I'm standing in front of you, if we're talking, I'm busting your balls, telling you what a bad driver you are, and you go, I'm a bad guy. What happened over here?
Yeah.
That's one thing. Just to sort of work it into every third conversation we have, like, what happened, and to act like you're seriously curious about it. Anyway, do you ever get any answer?
No.
Yeah, I hit a gator. Who? Is there a celebrity? What?
With white stuff comes off him?
Yeah, no. Yes, I hit something.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't want to have to go rub the thing out. I'll go rub the thing out. I wasn't going to do it.
But now...
It's like, I got to turn the car in a month. I'll just do it the day before. I got to whatever. Now I have to do it to shut everyone up. Ooh, what is this? Such a thing. I've never... A bumper making contact with it. Oh, shut up. Tristan?
Yeah?
Jackasses.
Hey, what's up there?
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
What's happening?
Okay. I have been with this guy, and we've been together for a year and a half. And we both lost our virginity to each other, and I'm 18 and he's 17. And now I'm 6 months pregnant with his baby. And he's always, like, we're an off-and-on couple. and I really don't like it anymore. I'm, like, kind of getting sick of being, like, backup, I guess.
Yeah. What does he plan to do about, what does he plan to do with this child?
He wants to join the Navy so he can have the money to have, give the child a better life than we had.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. If you're going to give your child a better life than you had on $866 a month, you must have been raising a coffee can by a homeless people.
Ferrets, raccoons.
Yeah, I mean, what better life than you had?
Chipmunks.
Join the Navy.
Yeah, but that's what she's talking. That's why you get that trauma voice here.
You go to the joint, you get a better life than you had. Than
all right,
the
so
Navy.
they're gonna elevate this child by him being absent but having some money.
Who brought you up? Like a toothless miner?
Ooh. Oh.
My mom and my stepdad, they're really great. No, I had a good childhood,
right.
But he didn't.
But what?
He didn't. He was really poor.
So when you said you were going to give the child more than we had, you were talking the imperial you.
Yeah. That way.
All right. Okay. And how many months pregnant are you?
Six.
And what's your plan with the pregnancy?
I'm going to go with it, have the baby, and keep it, you know, because I have a lot of people supporting me, and then I have a daytime job.
What's that? For kicks? What's your job? What's your job?
I work at Starbucks.
Starbucks. All right. Starbucks. Good times.
And
Chris gives that two thumbs up.
How about, why, does Chris work at Starbucks?
My brother.
His brother is Starbucks. Chris is hoping to work at Starbucks someday.
Oh, really? Wow. Got to start with a stepping stone place like their Wiener Schnitzel or something,
radio.
And then work your way up. Okay. Okay.
Starbucks,
how about we tie a weather balloon and a battery-operated fan to the kid and give him a real chance just after birth? Like a weather balloon to the bassinet and one of those mini portable hand fans that takes a couple AA batteries.
Just good for send him over the.
Politicians can blow it on their face on hot days when they're campaigning in Louisiana. You know, and just tape that onto the bassinet and send the kid. You know, hopefully they'll get up to the jet stream.
Yeah, or just over to San Gabriel. She's calling from Palm Springs. But here's the deal. You're going to have this baby. He is going to be financially responsible for it, so it's good that he's trying to make some money to do so. It sounds like he's not going to be in his or her life. It doesn't sound like you're at a point in your life where having a child is the greatest idea. And if you really want to give this child a fighting chance, how about giving it to a couple parents who are ready to raise a child and give it up for adoption?
Because Tristan sounds cute and nice, but I would not want her watching my turtle over like a short weekend. Like if I was leaving Saturday morning.
You're talking about his little...
Yeah.
Not the tortoise, but a little...
Small turtle.
Turtle.
If I was coming...
With the plastic bowl with the palm tree in the middle.
Palm tree. Because that's their natural habitat. Yes. A 4.5-inch plastic palm tree is what they're normally...
With a ramp and a palm tree.
Yeah. They could sun themselves on the beach. Okay. If I was leaving for a short trip on Saturday at noon and then coming home Sunday evening, and I'd already fed the turtle.
Yeah.
Really didn't even have to drop it off, but I didn't want the cat getting to it. I just set it down and don't look at it, don't touch it. I would call a couple times. How's the turtle? Put the turtle on. I don't trust you. You see what I'm saying? And then when she returned the turtle, I would lick my shirt tail and wipe it on the shell to make sure it wasn't a new turtle that had been painted up.
Do you remember, this may be before your time, a few years older than you, the day we used to go out like to the Kelly County Fair and stuff, and they would sell turtles and like lizards and chameleons on pins, and the turtles would have painted shells, and you'd put the live animal on your shirt.
I don't know,
I don't remember how they had it stuck on there, but like glued to the shell or something crazy.
Really?
It was crazy stuff.
Pre-PETA stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how weird we've been.
No. I remember the turtle craze.
The turtle, you'd get them in a little bin, a little bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was a while there where they were wearing them like in like pins or something, or clothing.
Turtles were popular for a while. I mean, what's not to love about turtles? It's really like... having a hockey puck. It's like taking a hockey puck. Well,
most of the time.
sometimes it moves, but not really. And by the way, I don't know what the range of the hockey puck is going to be when it's just sitting inside a mason jar. You know what I mean? It's like, essentially, it's just like, you got a green hockey puck, you set it inside a jar, about the size of one of those old 50s style.
They used to paint their shells, little flowers on them. Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, yes.
Did you have one? Did you get one?
I remember having a normal one.
Yeah.
I don't remember the painted stuff.
Oh. We didn't get out to the fair too often. Yeah. I don't even imagine that with the Corollas.
No, really?
And then, the swirl art and the caricatures of you on the skateboard with the hearts coming out.
Oh,
your
I saw many of you as a kid with that.
T-shirts, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Ooh, no. That's for the Rockefellers. And it's like wildly. That's not even, way out. Don't even dream. I didn't even dream of the swirl art.
Spin art.
That's great. Oh, no, that's $2. That's the GMP of United States.
Angela.
Hi, how are you guys?
You're 23. Good. What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay. I just recently moved in with my brother, who is 24, and I moved in right before he got out of rehab.
Uh-huh.
He's a heroin addict.
Did you participate in the treatment?
As far as what, like visiting him and stuff?
No, I was going to the family treatment.
I wasn't really too much aware of him going to treatment and towards the end of it.
Okay.
I went to visit him a couple times.
No, visitation is nothing. It's actually participating in the therapeutic process. So
no.
You didn't do that. Okay, got it. All right, what's the question?
He's been a heroin addict for about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
The question I have is, what are some signs of relapse? Because last night I have a feeling he may have relapsed, but I don't know how to go about it.
Needle hanging out of his arm.
Here's several things you can look for. A, if you feel like he relapsed, he did. A. B, if he's not going to two or three meetings a day, he's going to relapse.
Two,
if he
three. Even during the President's Day
and
holiday?
Even during the President's Day. And C, how long was he in treatment for?
About a month.
He should spend at least 3 months in a sober living. You need a lot of time from heroin. And coming right back to the home environment, that's, of course, not going to do it, not going to change anything.
He does go to his NA meetings.
Okay.
And I do participate in that. Cause he doesn't have a vehicle. I take him to his meetings, and he asks me to go with him.
Well, you go to Al-Anon. Well, he should be calling his sponsor and getting a ride from the sponsor, and you should be going to Al-Anon. Or a Narcanon or something of that sort.
Well, you're his sister?
I have no way of getting a hold. I'm new to all this, so I'm
You got to find out who. If he doesn't have a sponsor, he's also in
the
UFC.
He has a sponsor.
All right. Okay. Why do you live with him?
Basically, to give him some kind of support.
Hold on a second. Basically, always bad.
Yeah, it's like right now.
Yeah, ask me where I'm going to school.
Where are you going to school?
Right now.
But why are you living with your mom right now?
Did you have to work right now? You idiot.
It was good. No. Because then you couldn't say right now. You'd say basically.
Yeah, but that's not. No. No, you crapped on. No. Basically.
There you go.
Yeah. Right now, for work, school is bad, and living for basically is bad.
Basically.
Although she's trying to help her brother. Yeah. Angela?
Yes.
So, are you working?
Yes, I am.
Right now you're? Uh-oh. Where?
USF.
Ooh.
Southern Florida.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, just a quick, it's University of Southern Florida?
Yeah.
University of South Florida.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, sorry. It's a totally different direction. A quick, but she's right. But no, that's just a quickie for everybody, and this is going to be a real tall order. If you're going to, Duke or something, I mean, here's the whole point. Spell it out.
Yeah.
Like they're first off, a lot of these, like USC.
Southern Carolina.
That's right.
Southern California.
Some of them have, some of the letters have a few colleges. Mm-hmm. But another thing, if you're going to smaller colleges that the rest of the country may or may not have heard of, say the whole thing. Yeah. We run into this a lot. I know for you, it's, it's your college, but, not everyone knows. Hey, Angela.
Yes.
All right. You're a good woman for taking care of your brother. But I also wonder if it's a great idea for you to hang out and get immersed in that. situation? And
that's kind of the question that I'm questioning myself about.
Well, here's the deal. If you're going to be living with somebody who's early in recovery, you can only be a help if you're part of the solution. Otherwise, you remain part of the problem. And by being part of the solution, you have to be engaged in some kind of therapeutic process yourself, like Al-Anon or something of that sort. You have to get your own sponsor. So in situations like this, as opposed to calling a radio show, you call your sponsor and go, now what should I be doing?
You get your own sponsor when you're an Al-Anon or something?
Yes, because when you're involved with an addict, you lose your sense of boundaries and you get spun by them. And you need to be able to sound, just that's why she called us. You need to be able to sound off with somebody else and sort of try to figure out what you're feeling or not. And they're very good and very manipulative.
I think I meant sponsors.
No.
I've never heard you talk about getting
Al-Anon sponsor, yeah.
Well,
you know what I say is you need to work the steps in Al-Anon, and that's with a sponsor. That's
I know. You just never hear about the sober person getting a sponsor. You hear about them going to Al-Anon or participating in the recovery, but you never hear about them actually getting their own sponsor. I guess you could do the math, and you always stop there, but I don't think the average person thinks about that. Patricia.
Hi.
Hey, Patricia, you're 18. What's up?
Well, I kind of have a problem right now. It came up maybe like a week ago. I've been a lesbian for a very long time, but I guess you could say I went back to men for a little bit, but kind of gave me this problem.
All right.
I had some anal sex, and I got a rash from it, and I've tried a lot of things, and I just recently got with a girl again, and we just don't know what to do.
By the way, talk about diving back into heterosexuality.
She kind of went back. But it kind of makes sense, too.
You're going back with a vengeance,
friend. But it sounds like she was brutalized by men.
Right.
Turns to women. Right. Go back to more brutality with men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because, I mean, like I said, it's one thing to be a lesbian and hook up with a guy. Maybe a little oral and a make-out session thing.
No.
Back to the cornholing depot. Pow.
Yeah, well, is that...
All right, so you're thinking, okay, I'm with you, Drew. Patricia?
Yeah?
Were you ever abused by men?
Yeah, earlier on in life.
And so you go from one... See, that's often, not always, but sometimes what drives women,
right,
causes them to choose to be with a woman. I mean, why bother with these men? She found her way back in because she was attracted, but back to brutality. Got to have the brutal guy again.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to talk about this rash after the break, huh?
Yeah, that's good radio, Drew. That's a tease. Plus, the goddamn thing keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Patricia and the cornholing dilemma after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Give a little plug for Crank Yankers, which did very nicely last week, and it's coming on Tuesday nights, Comedy Central.
Just started
the season, by the way, so I figured I'd give it a nice plug. 10:30, Comedy Central, Tuesday nights. All right. Where is we here, Drew? We're going to speak to Patricia.
Patricia's
18. She's a lesbian. Went back.
Only attracted to the brutal guys.
To the arms of a man. Had a little anal sex.
Imagine what that was like.
And Drew probably hit the nail on the head when he said it was just with, guys brutalized her, got her over to the ladies in the first place. She went back with an a-hole and got it. Right. So, Patricia.
Yeah?
What happened to you growing up?
You're lesbian.
Drew, please.
What happened when I was growing up?
Yeah.
Well, I got it with a few men, and they weren't, the nicest people. So.
No, we mean with your dad before
with
that.
My father?
Yeah.
Oh, my father was an incredibly strict person.
Yeah. Mm. Like, by strict, you mean physically abusive.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a very rich man that didn't take crap and stuff like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but magically we knew he physically abused you. Magically.
How rich was he?
Incredibly. very rich.
Where'd he get all his money?
Oil.
He worked with his father.
Hold on a second.
Hey, wait, got him. Get that. Take that. Worked with dad.
Okay, so now... I'm just going to... I'm asking the wrong questions.
Denver.
Patricia.
Uh-huh.
What did his dad do?
I think he was an architect.
So your dad was an architect?
As well, yeah.
Okay. You can go ahead and say he's an architect when I ask.
So he was a developer?
Excuse me?
Your dad was a developer?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's all tooth. It's all tooth extraction here. Mm-hmm. What's your dad do? He worked with his dad. I don't know. You got to get the whole setup first. He was a rich man.
Incredibly
rich man. Oh, really? What did he do? Worked with his dad. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to get into that.
Yeah.
How you get
incredibly rich.
That's where the big bucks are.
Yeah.
I'm going to major in working with my dad. I'm going to have, Drew, your kids in college, work with their dad. Take that as a major.
I'll see to it.
Patricia.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you don't like guys.
Or dad.
And how about some therapy?
I've been to therapy.
Oh, but you're going to need a lot. You need a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, long term.
Well, it's okay.
Long term. Okay, yeah. And this rash, is it there all the time or does it come and go?
It's there all the time.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, a lot.
And how long ago did you have your contact with your buddy?
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
No, I mean the girl, the guy.
The guy?
The guy, yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
No, all right, so this could easily be herpes. That's probably what this is.
Sheesh. Did you, and by the way, what's the echo? Is something wrong with our phone line tonight?
It's her phone, yeah.
And by the way, whenever you say what's wrong with the echo and the person says echo, it's ironically gets us in deeper.
Yeah.
So anyway, Patricia.
You're a lesbian.
True, please. What did you have fever? Did you have a breakout?
No, she has it now.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't have her primary breakout, which I hear can be pretty powerful.
No, she's having it right now, I think.
But she's not.
You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be sick beforehand.
It helps.
Yeah, it does help.
Listen, Patricia, mm-hmm. Would you shut up, Drew? Do you have any other symptoms? I guess is what I'm saying.
No, it's just the rash.
Yeah.
So you didn't feel achy or weak or anything in the days leading up to the rash breaking out?
No, I didn't.
How come you haven't gotten this checked out?
I don't know. I just was hoping it'd go away.
No, and here's the thing,
that's not a
too.
Good strategy with sexually transmitted diseases.
Right,
because
but
the ones
on
that go
a
away,
second.
Can it's
and in a rash, hold on, let me answer this, though. You know, herpes... people normally don't call a rash. I mean, it looks like something.
Yeah, but you can't see it.
Oh, believe me. I see stuff. I've looked at my liver before.
Yeah, I understand,
believe
but you
me,
set
I
up a fancy set of mirrors.
That's
you know,
how
like
the Egyptians got light to the center.
That's what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Pyramid.
Not everybody has the genius with the light reflections. Yes.
That's how they did it. They reflect. Yeah. So have you
looked? You got one of your mirrors, you just hold right about 3 inches from your nose, and you're looking at your tush.
Oh, buddy.
Right?
Shush up. Patricia?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it?
The rash.
Yes.
What does it look like?
It's really, really red. It kind of looks like incredibly irritated, and it's, I guess you could say, a little pussy.
Yeah.
And scabbed. I don't know.
All right. To the doctor.
Yes, absolutely.
Next caller!
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Anderson got a little squeamish with that one.
He was asleep last night, so he's making up for it tonight.
Well, look, it's the herpes again. You can feel kind of weak and achy, and maybe even get a full flu syndrome leading up to it. Then you get the outbreak, and anything that's painful and burns is herpes still proven otherwise. Rashes and symptoms that go away. Wait a minute.
No, hold on. I hate to cut you off, but here goes. Because I was talking about this with Dr. Ben or Dr. Jerry or whoever the hell was in here, whatever. And when you get the herpes, you get sick normally. I mean, I started talking to him, what percentage or whatever. He said, normally when you get your primary breakout, I mean, if you haven't had herpes before.
Let's put it this way.
You will get sick.
50% of people with herpes do not know they have it. So to say that everybody gets a primary outbreak.
I didn't believe you.
The point being is that the classic primary outbreak is actually sort of uncommon. There's a classic syndrome, but it's usually people don't get it.
But you get I'm not a doctor. I got no idea what I'm talking about. All I know is I'm always right whenever I argue with you, especially when you're talking about this kind of stuff, which is I bet you more than 50% have other symptoms that accompany the rash
yes.
when they get their primary,
yes,
I mean,
I know you're talking
when
the
they're
primary
introduced
outbreak.
To it.
They usually look at swollen lymph nodes in their leg.
Usually.
Usually, but this is in her rear, so those are not the lymph nodes that drain that area, so
right.
She wouldn't feel those lymph nodes.
Right.
Some people feel a little funky and weak, but they're young, they don't really notice it.
Yeah.
Some people get a full-blown flu symptom. Some people get meningitis. 20% of hepatitis, herpes 2 will get actually get a meningitis with this.
The chosen ones.
Yeah, so it depends on whether you're getting one or two.
What I'm saying is if before labeling, and every time someone gets an Indian burn, you label it herpes, and I'm just saying if you ask if they got any fever, they got anything, it's not a bad question.
Not a bad question. Absolutely not a bad question.
All right, God bless.
But there's an important point
to
make here.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay. That things that go away are usually bad times. In other words, if you have a
flare up and go away,
a painless rash that goes away, that could be syphilis. That ends up in your brain. It can eat your brain.
That's what happened.
A discharge and burning and pelvic pain that goes away can end up in your tubes and end up screwing up your fertility. So to wait for things to go away when it comes to STD, sexually transmitted infections, mm-hmm. Worst idea possible.
All right. Well, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just
I know what
saying,
she was.
She needs to go get herself looked at. Tim?
Yo.
You're 25?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I'm just not feeling up to par.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter? Oh, a small penis?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm considering an operation or other means to increase.
All right. Well, let me talk to you about some penis options. I'm putting them on hold because, again, I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going out over the air or not. I always just wish everything that sounded horrible to me just sounded exact same way, because I'm always just talking about, that's horrible, and then
no one else hears it.
And I sound like a madman talking to himself. But anyway, we're getting a little feedback, so I'll put Tim on hold. Dr. Alter, the guy who lops the penises off for a living, and I'm proud of it, talked to me extensively about penis enlargements on the air.
Yeah.
And here's
not just as a consultation off the air. Yeah.
How dare you.
Mm-hmm.
No. So here are the options. Here's what works and what doesn't work, so on and so forth. The fat injections don't work.
Right.
There's some other thing where they do a sort of pig in a blanket thing where they take like a strip of cells. And by the way, this is the stuff that's donated. You take a look at your driver's license, and it's got the donor thing on there.
Penis.
And, you think Timmy's going to be able to see again. God. Like, your thing is like, there's a 9-year-old orphan boy that had his eyes gouged out by his drunken stepfather. And now, because you bought it on a moped, he's going to get his corneas back. No. No, it's a Middle Eastern guy who's got tons and tons of old oil money who wants a dork that can be just a little bit fatter so he can bang your sister. That's where your cells are going. That's where your donor's going. But how about a little heads up on that? And really, this is it? There's no we can't decipher between the liver being donated to the poor girl who's was born with this liver disorder, and the guy wants his dick fatter. It's all going to the same bank. Jesus Christ! And by the way, how about I put half of one of those donor Snickers on me? Like I'm having the good stuff.
Select what you want to give.
Yeah, nothing in the cosmetic range. How about that?
Yeah.
How about I need to be living on in some guy's dork? You know what I mean? And who knows? I don't know, Drew. I don't have a crystal ball. Okay? I might feel like I'm trapped inside this fat Arab guy's penis. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
That's my soul.
Yes.
That would be my only living part.
It would be purgatory.
The rest of me, cremated.
Purgatory.
And scattered in my mom's backyard because they're too cheap to drive out to the ocean.
Part of your penis lives
on. The only part that lives on is the penis. It's put inside the Arab guy who's got the old oil money, who's banging underage blondes, possibly family members of mine.
Oh.
Okay? That's my legacy.
Fabulous.
Okay. I don't want this. Okay. That's the one option. They graft on something from dead people, make a penis a little bit fatter. The other one, the lengthening, the pumps
don't really work.
Cut
the ligament.
Snip the ligament. Snip enough of it so they can pull it out a little bit. But then you got to put weights on it.
Fabulous.
But it actually works.
Get an inch out of that?
Unfortunately, it's relative because it's sort of like one of those things where it's like it's you get 5%, you get 7%, you get 10%. But if you got 4 inches, you only get half an inch. And if you got 10 inches, you get an inch and a quarter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's unfair
to the guys with the big penis. But on the other hand, you know, when you got 4 inches, 13-16ths is,
And that's really it. Those are the options.
That's it. And when you cut that ligament, you got to keep a weight on it. I mean, you got to walk around. You got to go to the beach with that thing. And don't go in the water. That's how my cousin
Here's
died.
My question for Tim.
Still at the bottom of the bay.
For Tim.
He tried to go body surfing. The 14-pound weight on his dork. He forgot to take it off before he went in the water.
But Tim, my question to Tim is, did he ever have a girlfriend?
Tim?
Yes.
Have you ever had a relationship?
Yes, a couple. The problem is I have to pull out every trick in the book to get her satisfied. I'm just not cutting it.
No, Tim.
See?
Here's the deal.
We know better.
Either we don't believe you or you're just an idiot.
You I guess it's a confidence
penis, you fat.
Thing,
mm-hmm.
What?
Must be a confidence thing then, because I'm really just...
That's right. Yeah. That's the whole deal. Is that guys the penis becomes a symbol for your worth.
Yeah.
And if you're preoccupied about your penis, you need to work on your worth. Get your career going, get something going in the world, get something doing something meaningful that's important to you.
Right.
Selling a small penis won't matter anymore because, as you've heard us say a million times here, most women do not have orgasm with intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever size it is, ain't going to make a big difference that way.
Well, let's say this. Let's talk about women for one second.
There are women for whom it makes a difference, and those he shouldn't date.
Well, don't worry. They won't they won't be around for long. But here's the whole thing about women. We haven't talked about this in a while, which is, you know, a lot of people think, well, women, they love cars, they love money, they love a big house, they love all these things, all the trappings of the guy who's there. No. They like the guy who has achieves that. They also like the swagger that the guy has who has that stuff.
Right.
So here's the thing is women don't dislike a guy with a small penis. They dislike a guy who walks around with his shoulders rolled over because he has a small penis.
Right.
It's actually becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dude, it sounds like you have a small dick when you agree that
No, that men do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't.
No. Drew is a man of exquisite passion who has the means to execute that passion on a woman.
It is grand.
I prefer you say in.
In a woman. Huell Hauser.
Yeah.
Huell going to the chorizo factory. You know, it's so funny. When Huell Hauser interviews people about their stuff, they actually start getting bored talking to them about it. It's like...
They're like uncomfortable. Like, it's grand. Yeah.
And how long has your family been making these tortillas? Well, Huell, we started in 1877 when my grand. People run out of their own. They get bored of their own story talking to Huell. It's so boring. Like, I just love Huell Hauser. Huell, here's where we, this is the shipping department. So this is where you ship the tortillas. Yeah, Huell will ship them out of this, thus the shipping department title. So this is where they're we put them on a truck. A truck!
Now,
oh my
this
God.
Is wonderful.
Jesus Christ, I got to get on a public television. Here's the whole thing. They don't have to be funny, you don't have to be interesting, you don't have to do anything, the government just pays you.
There you go.
That's right. And by the way, no competition,
that's what
government
you
funding, Huell Hauser, everybody. That's what you get. Eight syllables an hour. He moves like a tree sloth through a chorizo family in the San Fernando Valley. That's what you get, everybody. All right. How'd I get on to that?
I don't know. We got to take a break.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, Anderson, you got that PSA, the one with the discrimination in the apartment rental thing?
Yeah, I need a second to look it up.
All right. Find that thing. I was having a nice laugh with Dr. Drew about this. We hear the national feed on this show, which is no local commercials, only public service announcements. If you listen to the show with any regularity, you know most of them anger me talking about...
I don't think anyone actually hears these, though, except you and I.
I hope not. But,
no, a lot of people do hear him.
Hearing about airplane turbulence and how it's a leading killer. You know, the public service announced the PSAs are pretty important stuff. They tell you things like putting a seatbelt on when you're in an airplane, stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else. They talk about important things like a laptop, computer theft at airports. A lot of it is airport-related.
Yeah,
and, you know, if you know our audience, you got a lot of 16, 17-year-olds.
Flying.
A lot of them are business travelers. Yeah. Many of them go privately, but some do fly commercially. And, you know, when the driver brings them by. A lot of them are in the air, probably, ironically, during that, or in a trailer.
Okay. I can't. Which was it?
It's one or the other.
Okay.
All right. So what's the other one that always drives me nuts?
The basketball, the party one.
Oh, that's a bad one. Yeah. One day we'll just. And by the way, this is where the power public money is going. Just to put together
that's when you really go
wasteful
crazy.
Wasteful public service announcements. I got nothing to do with anything. Here's one. Here's a discrimination one. Do you have it, Anderson?
Yeah. You know what? I drove back from Portland this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And I listened to a lot of radio on the way down, and I heard this one on another station, so I felt good that we're not the only ones playing it.
Yeah, it's a very important message.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello, can I ask you a few questions about the apartment you have on Park Street?
What was your name?
My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Oh, it's gone?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It's not available.
It's not available, but I just now saw it in the paper. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm already offended.
My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the place to rent on Park Street.
No longer available.
It's not available.
All right, that's enough.
Sorry.
The point is,
it's offensive. Right, it's like
same guy, and it gets really funny right now.
Keep playing it. But let me just say this very quickly. When is the brown man going to get a fair shake in the apartment rental business? When are we going to get these guys into apartments? Drew, have you ever seen a Mexican in an apartment?
Never.
Doesn't exist.
Not in Los Angeles, especially.
Not in the L.A. area. I mean, I'll drive up and down Normandy, Western, around Wilshire. Nothing but the Von Trapp family. It's the Swedish bikini team. It's a bunch of blondes, a bunch of Scandinavian blue-eyed types in there. You'll never see any mixed ethnicity.
That's because all they'll rent to is that.
They won't rent to white. Only to whitey. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Anderson.
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Sorry, we don't rent to fags.
Really?
Oh,
I'd love
and
to
Thurston Howell.
Housing discrimination. Yeah, I'll tell you. Drive through L.A. You can't. You name the ethnicity, you ain't going to find them in an apartment.
They won't be rented to.
They won't rent. They won't rent Latino, Indian, Asian, none of them. Middle Eastern, Arab. Doesn't exist. Does not exist. They're exclusively in houses. But like I said, they don't even rent to dark-haired people. It's only blondes.
Blonde traps, yeah.
Only blondes. Yeah, really? Or is the 70-unit building chocked full of nothing but people that aren't white? And how they are, I don't know if they're being discriminated against. Don't get me wrong, the apartment sucks, but they're renting. Oh, yeah. That's all we got.
Shouldn't the message be something a little different?
I don't know what the message is, but I'd like to get the guys who made the PSA and show them. I'll show them 700,000 apartments chock full of people who are nothing but brown skin. Yes. Well, there's the point. That's a good point, though. It's an important point. All it does is get people more pissed at whitey.
Right.
Yeah, I got one queued up, though, that probably does make sense for a lot of our callers and listeners.
All right.
Have we heard it?
I'm sure you have, but maybe you haven't listened.
All right.
Hello, placement agency.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I need a job, I guess.
Great. What field? Accounting, clerical, data processing?
Neurosurgeon?
Maybe something in the glamour industry.
The glamour industry?
Glamour.
This is our show.
Like really, really movie star hot?
Yeah, I know. But what area of the glamour industry?
All right,
industry?
That's enough.
Here's how it really goes.
And by the way, who decided that every one of these things start with a goddamn phone call? Hello, I am Sanji. I'm sorry. We don't rent to your kind. You'll have to live in a condo down in Malibu.
No, not buying, all right.
My friend. Emma? Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to see any dark-skinned people.
Hello?
Apartment.
Hi, Emma, what's
not
up?
Not around here. Emma, go ahead, Emma.
23.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi. Oh, I'm a little nervous. Well, I'm just calling. I don't know. I'm in an awkward situation right now with my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
We've been best friends for about 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We've had a few minor situations, but nothing like what we had the other evening.
Are you drunk, baby doll?
No, I'm not. I'm just a little nervous.
Were you drunk when this all went down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You not had a glass of wine or two tonight?
Tonight? Oh, yeah, I had two.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Well, I had to just to call you, but I'm feeling really weird about this whole situation.
What happened?
Well, we went out and, you know, kind of partied in Seattle and stuff like that. Where we live, and I don't know, we came home by ourselves, and I don't know, I don't really well, I remember a bit.
Just do it!
hold on a second. This, by the way, this is a problem with people who've had a couple of cocktails. They're like our parents at a party. It's like your mom, Drew. I danced with the Ethan Brazil, the players back in Chicks especially. Chicks have a couple of... My mom has a half glass of champagne, thinks she's the life of the party, and it's always... Now, you're you. You're out of your shell. You're just as boring, except for now, none of the guards are up. It's like, it's all the crap that you're saving us from. Now, pow, it's out. This is it. All right, come on, Emma. Pick it up. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give a pep talk.
Perfect.
And give everyone a pep talk.
Yeah.
After this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. When we left off, we were speaking to Emma. Emma's 23. She got drunk, and she is drunk. She's doing a fair amount of drinking. That's fine.
Yeah, Emma's got the gene. You can smell it on her.
Yeah.
Herself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I farted.
That made it difficult for me to smell it on her, but okay. Yeah, I still did.
She had sex with her roommate, best friend. Oh, female. Okay. Now the problem is she's had a couple glasses of wine, and she's probably a cute chick. Cute chick. Here's the worst person to talk to on the radio. Cute chick, couple glasses of wine. Because they'll tell you, we started off, we both got into it's a beige horse. Okay. What did you do? Well, no, hold on. We went into town. All right, but then what's the problem? Well, we partied, you know, like girls do. Emma?
Yeah?
Hey, baby doll.
Hello?
Yeah, you sobered up a little during the break.
Yeah, good.
Well, there was like this weird like clicky sound there.
Well, all righty then.
Sorry.
That sobered her right up, the clicky sound.
Yeah, you hear that clicky sound. I wish
the fear of God right into you.
Stopped the bed from spinning, that clicky sound.
There was no spinning, honey, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Oh, see, this is cute. You're a hot chick, aren't you, Emma?
Anyways,
are you good looking? Shush. Are you good looking?
Well, a lot of people think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you believe
it. Anyways, can you tell me how to deal with her? Like, I mean, like, not deal with her, but I think that we need to, like...
Oh, do we hear any speed? You do a lot of smoking, cigarettes?
Did you used to do speed or something?
I smoke cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, I hear that, but I hear a little speed mixed in there,
too. How about some speed?
No.
You never did that?
No. Not in years. Years and years.
That's what I'm talking about.
Years and years.
All right, so you have a female roommate? By the way,
when you say you never do any speed, no, never. Well, not for years.
I tried it, like, 8 years ago. Something
all right, you tried
it.
Fine. Don't listen to Drew. You're hot. You've got a couple glasses of booze in you.
Oh, God. You guys are turning this into something else.
Well, it's all of, you know, the big picture here is alcoholism, that you get loaded and things happen as a consequence of being loaded. And that's the bigger problem that's evolving here. Now, I understand you've got an acute problem with your girlfriend, with your roommate, but the overriding sort of natural history here is the evolution of alcoholism.
Don't bring the call down. So what you guys do? Is she cute, too?
Oh, she's so cute. I just love her. She's so cute. She's my best friend.
She's your best friend.
Best friend ever, and she's so cute.
And your roommate.
Yeah.
And you guys went out, did a little party, and got loaded, and came back and got it on?
Yeah.
And what'd you do to each other?
Well, oral and whatever, you know. The only things that girls can do.
No toys? No toys?
No toys, no. No, no. But everything else. But
okay.
What does that matter?
It's going to make a difference for me later.
I'm sure you and your wife will enjoy that, Adam.
I don't think your wife's going to be involved with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Doesn't she listen to your show?
No. No.
That's my wife listens.
Yeah, Drew's wife listens to the show. I don't know anybody.
We still need to talk more about her watching 50 Dates again and loving it.
Anyway,
loving
it. About you, more about me, okay?
Yeah, what about... Yeah, well, why'd you bring... Okay. All right. Anyway, you're the one who brought it up. I didn't bring my wife up.
I just want to know, like, how to talk to you about this and not make it, like...
God, Emma's, like, Emma, not tracking. Well, here's the deal. Don't
Emma's
be drunk.
Stupid.
Don't be drunk.
Yeah.
What's
and
that?
Emma, what do you need to talk to her about it for? Just, you think you like her? You have a crush on her?
No, it's not like that. But, like, I think that it's weird. We've known each other for, like, this long. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, listen.
That would just be like just the same as just as awkward
quiet.
As it would be
yeah,
if you had
yeah.
if I had a yeah. guy friend that I slept with after knowing for that long. That would be weird. Except it's
no,
even
that'd
more
be what the
weird.
Guy. The reality is
I'm
that would be what.
It's
hey,
even
hey.
More weird because of the situation that I'm in. She's
but
a
guy
girl,
friend.
I'm a girl, and I live with her, so.
I'll put her
okay.
on hold.
All right.
A guy friend, the fact is, would be waiting 9 years for that moment. That's why he was your friend.
That would be. It would be just as weird. If it was with a guy, except for it's more weird because it's with a girl. Believe me, you got to be hot. Otherwise, guys will just stab you. The guys, and by the way, guys will sit and have a whole dinner of this.
We sit through it, no problem.
I know my cat. I can tell when he's dreaming because I can see his paw moving, and I think he thinks he's a person. And it's like, uh-huh. If you're hot, it's like, oh, cat's dreaming. Interesting. And I read a book on cat dreams, and in the book it says that most
think,
cats
think of that,
dream.
Think of that social biofeedback.
Because guys, like, uh-huh.
guys are like, really? Wow.
Interesting. And mittens, right? Mr. Mittens.
I mean, they would, of course, be led to believe that all that was fascinating because the guys would be given the biofeedback.
I can't animal. Of course animals dream. And,
do you have any other pets?
Really? Interesting. Fascinating. A turtle.
And the guy just wants to keep it going so he can just sit and look, right?
He's trying to keep it going and start moving it toward the bedroom.
He wants to just sit and look and nod. That's all
if you could really see a sort of picture of it, it would be like, I mean, if it was the movie that was really playing out, it'd be like, and her going, and so I had the cat declawed because in its dreams, it would start moving. So guy would be pushing her toward the bedroom, like slowly, while she was talking, just herding her, herding her toward the bedroom. And then because it would move its paws when it was asleep, I think it thought it was boxing or something. And it was just her pushing, just keep pushing toward the bedroom. This is why we like oral, by the way. Get this quiet down.
Here. Oh, boy.
It's quiet.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Emma.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Emma.
I'm glad you had fun with that little, like, rant that you just went on there. That was very entertaining, really.
Thanks, baby doll. Now, listen to me.
Yes.
How many days have you seen your roommate since this episode of you guys going
I have
down?
Not actually seen her to where I've talked to her. Like, we have crossed paths.
Each other. Okay.
The morning after it happened, like, I left and went to work. And, like, we work opposite shifts.
Ooh.
So,
yes.
Like, okay. It has been just, like, right. passing.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do? Oh.
I work in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so listen, Emma. As long as you don't have a crush on her...
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a crush on you.
It's still a big deal.
There'll be no weirdness.
Yeah, but there's
you
a
don't
boundary.
Think so.
Well, there's a boundary violation.
There's a little weirdness, yeah. But here's the thing about it. If you both, and this goes the same with men and women and all that stuff, and it rarely happens, but if it does, if you get together with a good friend of yours, roommate, coworker, whoever it is, if you hook up one night and both of you, and it happens once in a while, truly has no feeling for the other person. You're not a lesbian or you're not whatever. You just got drunk and you hooked up. It is not weird as long as both of you want the same thing. You know what it's like? It's as weird as quitting a job, where the boss doesn't really want you to stay that badly.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like, hey, Bert, this isn't working out. Yeah, I agree, Tom. A great guy. Okay, don't let the door hit you on the way.
And you had a relationship with Bert. So it's not your friendship. Bert's like somebody you'll see again.
Yeah. But Bert, you both sort of agree that this is cool.
This isn't working.
This is fine. Now, it will get weird if she, you know, you bring a boyfriend home, you bring a date home 3 nights from now, and she starts getting weird. She doesn't want to get off the sofa and is pissed off.
But it's a boundary violation. It's a big one. And there are things, you know, either aspects of that they're going to come to haunt you in your relationships in the future in other contexts. And usually somebody's got alcoholism. That's what sort of sets this all up.
Yeah, listen, there ain't a 23-year-old out there doesn't get blasted once in a while and munch a little box.
Can this guy?
It's true. Chris knows what I'm talking about. Are you ready to roll?
Well, Chris's case, it was a little...
It was a little schlong. Well, not little. And not, you know, big. I'm black. Nick?
Yes.
You're 22?
I have a Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida. Time to play Germany or Florida. Go ahead.
I could use this.
Okay, there is a female porn star in the hospital after her male counterpart injured her breast while trying to cut open her bra with a chainsaw.
All right, hold on a second, because your line broke up a little there. Female porn star injured...
While the male... counterpart tried to open her bra strap with a chainsaw?
That's exactly correct.
On stage or in a movie?
It was a rehearsal for a movie.
Rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
That could not happen in this country.
It couldn't. Okay.
Not where it could hurt somebody. You know what I mean?
It might happen.
It'd have to be
Florida.
Simulated.
Okay. We're going Germany.
You are correct.
Yeah. That's how you play Germany or Florida. We're back, Drew.
Yeah. We're going to run a roll.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. We had a couple of bad outings.
I think it was the guests that screwed us up. We had too many guests in a row. We've had a few nights by ourselves, just getting into our own groove here.
Let me tell you something, Drew. Excuses are like a-holes. Everyone's got one, and they all stink. And I'm not going to sit here and make excuses, but if I was to say it was the lighting.
Yeah.
Lighting was a little...
Yeah, that too.
It was clicked up,
I
and it was a little
Chris.
Warm in here. Yeah. We had a little bad run, but like any true champion, picked ourselves up off the canvas, and we finished strong in the championship rounds. Those are the ones we're in now, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Feeling good about us, Drew. Ben?
Yeah.
Don't scare me.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I just kind of have a quick question. About 6 months ago, I was kind of driving home, actually. And I decided to masturbate in the car.
Mm-hmm. While driving home.
Mm-hmm.
Stick shift?
Excuse me?
Automatic or manual shift?
Automatic.
Okay. Smart.
Just wondering if you've ever heard of that before, and if you have,
Adam. This would be Adam's territory.
Heard of it.
Excuse me?
Pioneered it.
Did you pioneer it or just perfect it?
I like to think both.
Yeah. Pioneered and perfected in one man.
Yeah.
How about your friends?
A fair amount of my friends have beaten off while behind
Didn't they have to
the
hose
wheel.
Their cars down regularly?
One time there was some urination involved inside the car.
Urination? Yeah. But that's... I mean...
I picked my buddy... picked my buddy up from his job at the... He worked at the Fashion Square Mall at a kiosk with a cookie pretzel cart.
Ugh.
And it was big time because he got free root beer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was driving him home, and my dad let me borrow his piece of S. And I was driving him home, and he started whizzing on me while I was driving.
Chris? Right.
First one.
Chris.
While I was driving, my dad's... I picked the guy up from work.
Chris is over with the large bore.
Big bore. Big bore.
Big caliber.
Difference between a 22 and a 44, really. And I was driving my dad's car, and he was whizzing on me while I was driving my dad's car. And I don't mean on my leg. I mean, I was ducking. I took my...
Well, what are friends for, huh?
I took a full root beer that I was drinking they just gave me, and I threw it on him. And he took
That's safe.
Another full root beer that he was drinking, and he threw it on me.
The car's in motion at this point.
Oh, we're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's swerving all over the road.
That's great.
And now... Here's the good news. and it's probably one of the only times this has paid dividends. The Corollas do not believe in carpeted interiors.
Right. Plastic.
Floor mats.
Yeah.
Not only no floor mats, but don't worry your pretty little head about leather seating or velour or anything. Vinyl seats, vinyl floor.
Hose it down.
Vinyl. Literally just drove the car into a lake. I mean, it's literally just hose the car out. Just put your hand over the radio and just get the hose in there.
Yeah,
it's like a dune buggy.
It's good times.
Yeah, because a lot of urine and a lot of root beer in there.
Well, let's give Ben a little pep talk here. He's feeling guilty for having mashed. But now, sort of safety issues, which Adam has...
Yeah. Well, listen, I got one off once, stick shift on a mountain road.
Okay, Ben, you feel better now?
I never really felt that bad about it. I really called up to do is see if you guys had a name for it.
Well, how far where were you from your house?
I'd say it's about 2 miles.
I see. Now, here's the question: is why didn't you wait till you got home?
Well, it kind of started about a quarter of the way home, and it finished in my driveway.
Were you not done?
He's a jackass.
It sounds like it's not a real
name.
Question.
I got a name. Auto Erotica.
Yeah. That's good.
Thanks, Drew. Normally, just I'll ready to skate past my brilliance. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I had to come back to it.
Thanks, brother.
I didn't expect that to be anything.
Thank you.
But, Ben, it was not a real question, A. And, B, there are concerns about people that do it with intent to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
That it's exhibitionism and it can be a sign of an aggressive acting out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might have two under my belt.
Two in a car, ever?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe three.
The way you'd always talked about it, assuming it was something that you'd like routinely kept going.
No, it's happened. Uh-huh. I'm just, I'm proud to say these aren't, I'm not driving no pussy automatic. It's
Stick
down.
Yeah, stick on a mountain road. That's good.
One time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Malibu, Rambla Pacifica area there. I mean, not driving through a canyon, windy.
Las Virgenes.
Go off the cliff kind of mountain.
Yeah, that's good.
What happened? Tire blowout? I wish it had. Talking to the parents. here's how we found him. Hey, pull the sheet up. Holy Christ, put the sheet down. All right.
Oh, God help us.
Jen?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to know, why do you guys think that guys are only friends with girls because they want to get laid?
You want to answer that?
Dude, do I look like I want to answer that?
No. Jen, that's because that's how men work. They're not only doing that. They may genuinely care about you, but the reason that whatever becomes a friendship is somebody's attracted, and then somebody doesn't reciprocate. Now, if the guy's the guy that's attracted, he'll wait around and hear all about your boyfriends and what you've been doing. But when you break up, honest to God, he'll be like a lion waiting in the brush. He will pounce. It's a very different instinct than you have, which is as soon as a guy breaks up with a girl, have nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
No. The men like the gazelle with the broken leg at the back of the zebra with the broken leg at the back of the pack.
Gazelle's fine.
All right.
Okay. And you know what? I have another question
Wait a minute. Why do you ask this? Do you have a guy?
Because I listen to you guys every night, and I listen to Adam go on and on and on, and I just think sometimes...
How dare you?
I know, but I have to say it.
Hold on a second. First off, I don't think I've even talked about this in 6 months.
I hear you guys always say guys are only friends with girls because they want to get some. Always.
Well, it's a little less harsh than that.
By the way, you're thinking of Lycus. Blah. Blah.
But it's...
No, here...
It's... Listen.
No. Here's what we say, and this is what we have said for some time, which is when there's a platonic friendship between a male and a female... One of the parties
is harboring
was
something.
Usually interested, and that's what brought you together in the first place.
And when it's a male, he'll wait and bide his time. And when you are in need, that's when he will pounce. Doesn't mean he doesn't care a great deal about you. Doesn't mean the friendship is invalid. It's just men have different motivational priorities than you, and you have to realize
that. And here's the other thing, especially young guys. When guys get a little bit older, they lose their will to live.
Yeah, they're back on the planet Earth again.
Now, the other thing is this is, by the way, This is the rule of thumb. If a guy aggressively pursues a friendship,
yeah.
If it's the kind of situation where you guys are working together and you don't have much to do with each other for 6 months,
right.
And then one day there's a company bowling thing and you guys get put on the same team and all of a sudden you start talking. It turns out you both love Stone Temple Pilots, and there's a kind of thing that if it just sort of slowly bleeds into something, that's fine. It's the guy who's very eager to strike up the friendship, the pursuing. That is essentially pursuing a relationship. He's just not honest, ballsy enough, or you got a man, so he's not letting his true intentions be known. It's not to say that males and females can't be friends when things just sort of drift that
part
way.
Part of a team at work or something.
Yeah, I mean, we all have friends of just people we've worked with over the years and stuff, but it's when they're pursuing
it. Again, the team thing, that guy would not be sort of magically at the same restaurant with you and things like that.
If you do break it down, there's many women I consider myself friends with that I've seen over the years at functions, parties, weddings of mutual friends, that kind of stuff. But it ain't Friday night and we're not eating dinner together. I'm not asking if they want to take in a movie. I mean, it's not hanging out that
way. It's that, again, that motivation, that push in there.
Right. So I think the caveat here is it's not enough necessarily that you two just be friends. It's that when you met, he was pushing for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a little break, Drew.
Yeah.
All right?
Good time.
What about that? We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's hop back to the phones and start helping the kids.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about I wanted to do some of that coaching.
It's all right. Too late. Emma responded.
I'm going to try.
Emma responded.
I'm going to try it.
20 minutes ago, she responded.
I'm going to try it. All right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get some energy going.
Coaching is making me tired.
I'm getting some energy going.
All right, here we go.
Come on, buddy.
All right.
Let's break it down now. Break it down. Let's grab a knee. Don't sit on your helmet. It's not a chair. Let's go. I said one knee. Just one knee. Let's go. Let's get a hand in. Let's break it down. Let's get going with Joe. Joe.
Whoops.
Oops. Hold on, Joe. I pushed the wrong button. Not a great start. Joe.
Hello?
21. What's going on now, buddy?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Actually, I have a couple questions.
All right, buddy. Break it down. Got some inquiries. Let's go now.
All right. First of all, Dr. Drew, man, listen. I had a physical about 8 months ago.
Physical! Less than a year.
Yeah. And the doctor said that I had jock itch because I have like this weird like...
Balls on fire. Let's go now. Let's break it down now. Get a hand in.
They're not on fire, but they just smell sometimes. You know what I mean?
Sarcoidosis, chromiitis. Get a sack in now. Come on, everybody. Put a ball in. Let's go. Take a knee now. Helmet's not a chair.
What's the question?
I've treated it a couple times. It seems to just come right back. Like, I don't know where it's coming from.
Repetitive chromosack.
Is there
what you going to do?
Is there actually a rash there or something to see?
Well, when I was really lifting weights, when I was playing football, I had a couple stretch marks in the area, but no rash.
Pumping iron, looking like a pregnant broad.
No, just like in the inner thigh.
I can't
bikini
make
bikini zone.
If it is a recurrent
Sexton
jock itch or tinea cruris, it can be treated with a medicine called Diflucan. That tends to eradicate it more thoroughly than some of the creams.
Diflucan.
And then you got to keep that area dry and wash your underwear frequently.
That's right. Keep it dry now. Keep the fan on the nets.
What? It's a pill.
Like dried up with baby powder.
No, just with like a...
Little talc, little ball powder.
Really,
handheld
hair dryer. Like, really make it bone dry before you put your clothes on.
Don't put it on hot. Burn balls. Done it myself.
I wanted to tell you that I've definitely jacked off before while driving.
Yeah.
Very proud of you. Thanks, Joe, for sharing.
Hey, Dr. Drew, one more thing.
Yeah?
I don't don't know if I have, like, I hear you talking about, like, sex addicts all the time on the show. Yeah. I wake up
addicted to love.
My day doesn't even go properly unless I squeeze one off before I get my day started.
Beating off in the shower. Roommates don't know it, but they suspect.
Oh, my God. No, seriously, though.
If it's once a day and it doesn't have consequences, I don't consider that addiction.
That's just getting the sleep out of your pecker. All right. Break it down now. Break it down. Yeah. Jeez, my second. Still only half as much at a clap at the symphony the other night.
That's right.
Oh, he's coming out. What did he forget this time? He's coming out for the 28th time. Oh, he's bowing. He fixed his hair.
Did you figure out what you saw yet or heard?
No. What do you mean yet?
I mean,
I'm done.
Yeah. I heard, maybe somebody heard you and straightened you out. No.
No. Yeah. Not my crowd. Yeah. Krista?
Hi.
16, Germany or Florida?
I have a Germany or Florida, and it's this man gets arrested at a car wash because he, at one of those, you drive your car in. And he's stripping to get to walk into it, and the attendant looks out the window and sees him and calls the cops.
You mean he? I'm confused.
You know those car washes you drive your car into?
He got undressed and rolled the window down so he could take a shower while he was getting a car wash?
No, he drove up in his car, got out, stripped, couldn't get the machine to work because, and he was going to walk in and take a shower in the electric car wash, because he didn't have anywhere to live.
Right.
All right, hold on one second. Here's the problem. This is one of those coin-op car washes.
Right, I had to imagine. That's right. That's what I'm
right?
to.
Right.
Filled with gas, and then we're out behind the gas station.
Yeah.
And you put the coins in, right? Because we got electric car wash and the kind you drive your car in.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the picture.
Painting a vivid picture with using words.
All right,
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Actually, it's Germany.
Germany.
Yeah.
Wow. Stumped.
Dr. Drew, I have a question.
In a tailspin. Not feeling good about ourselves.
What's up, Krista?
I have when I'm 16 and I'm a virgin, and when I think about having sex,
still got the hymen. Parents proud. God smiling.
The idea of having sex just scares me unbelievably bad.
Penis is gross, especially the uncircumcised fellas.
I think it's just a way of protecting yourself from trouble, frankly. When you get a little bit older, when you're feeling more comfortable and more mature, it will start to make more sense.
But don't wait too long. Gets weird.
Yeah, well, 19 to 21, she'll start thinking a little more sensibly about stuff, I bet. And plus, you get in a relationship with somebody.
21, old maid where I'm from.
You get in a relationship with somebody, and it will be sort of less weird, less about the sex part, and more about the relationship.
Well, see, it's not that the idea of sex is weird. I mean, like, the idea of being that close, being that involved
intimate.
With somebody.
That intimate. Again, at 16, that's sort of a healthy
Everything
impulse not
weird
to want to do that.
At 16.
Yeah, it's true.
Full-time job, weird at 16.
Yeah.
Paying the
Studying,
dentist.
Weird at 16.
Weird at 16. Having kids, weird at 16.
You want to ask
Taking care of your parents, weird at 16. Everything weird at 16. Now get a hand in and break it down.
Want to ask her if there's
A hand in. That helmet's not a chair. Grab a knee. Don't squat. Grab a knee. One knee.
Here's my thing. When I was playing football in high school, I got very quiet when they were yelling at me. So I'm instinctively just getting silent again.
Football's. I played 10 years of football. And it's just that same thing. It's like when I played, it was during politically incorrect times, like when you did. Like they get everyone lined up against the blocking sled, be like an 8-man sled. The guy'd hold the ball, coach hold the ball down like he was going to snap it, and he'd go, "Okay, now don't worry about the count. Just go on
watch
ball.
The ball.
Watch going on ball movement." He'd be like, "Down, set, hut, 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 hut." One guy would lurch forward before he moved. It's like, "You can all do a lap now, and while you're doing that lap, you can thank Higginstaller." Because Higginstar didn't think it was a good idea to watch the ball. What are you thinking when we play Bull in the Ring? You know, it's like, it really would turn everyone against everyone. I like that. And we're all going, that's the whole thing. We're all going down. One guy F's up, we're all going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there was that breakdown, and then you grabbed a knee. You couldn't sit down. And if you sat on your helmet, it was a big deal.
Well, really, the ultimate non-PC aspect of that was no fluids.
No fluids.
No water.
No. You don't want to cramp up.
Yeah.
No cramp up. Listen, I'm no scientist, but it's San Fernando Valley. It's 97 degrees. You're doing wind sprints.
I remember stretching in those days was sort of a bizarre...
Maybe a teaspoon of water.
Stretching was sort of a
stretching was its own exercise. Yes. It wasn't stretching. It'd be like, all right, everybody, we don't want any injuries out
stretch
there. We're
going to
stretch those hamstrings out. All right, reach the sky, down the feet. And one, two, three, two, one, two, three. It's got a guy like yelling at you to stretch. You would literally stretch by throwing your hands up about as high as you can get in the air and then diving for your ankles and then throwing your hands back up. Okay, yeah. Everyone got a good stretch?
Yeah.
I'm sweating. I don't know if I've stretched anything out. I think I might have pulled something.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Yeah.
It's like aggressive stretching. Yeah, who the hell? All right. Where are we going?
Let's go.
Here,
let's go three.
Three. All right. Oh, it says stretch.
Yeah.
Leo.
Hey.
You're circumcised?
Yes, I am.
Calling from Fullerton.
And what is your question?
Leo, circumcised.
I just
possible Jew!
I wanted to know if, there's this process called uncircumcising where it turns the pecker back into an uncircumcised pecker.
Stretching the skin, using tape, pissed parents. Yeah.
And
get
why,
a hand in, Drew.
Why would you want to do that?
Someone told me that I can do that for more sensitivity because I can go like for 4 hours in different positions and I can't go nowhere until I pull out and beat off.
Well, that isn't going to change. So try to pull some skin over the head of your penis. That's not going to change. Are you on any medication?
4 hours wearing a hole in the back of the vagina.
Are you on meds?
No, sir.
Do you have any medical problems?
Nope.
Punished by God. Nothing to do with chemicals.
Bent, that's about it.
What's that?
My penis is a little bent, but that's about it.
Have you always been this way?
Pepperonis, vitamin E.
Did Dr. Alter convince you of that, by the way?
No. I guess I don't have to clap with every answer, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
So
I mean, okay.
Leo, have you always been this way?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry about if I'm using bad language or something, but if I use my hand, I'm there in 3 minutes. But
what about getting yourself to the verge?
Sex good, just not the real thing.
Yeah, Adam, give him a little coaching without the clapping. Because this has nothing to do with your skin thickness or surface sensitivity.
This is an
autonomic nervous system thing.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Don't get caught up in this tangled web
ridiculous
of foreskins. Yeah. Here's what you need to do. You need to change the position you're beating off in. Uh-huh.
To get used to...
What position you beat off in?
I've heard the show before a few months ago, and you told this to another guy, the same exact thing. He couldn't get off while he was on top of a girl. And you told him to change positions, and I listened to it, and I tried it, and it still doesn't work.
What exactly did you do?
All right, hey, jack off. What position do you jack off in?
On my hands and knees, on my back, sideways, lying down on the floor.
3 minutes, all different positions, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Gay! And what about oral sex? How do you like that?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this godforsaken phone system. Yeah. I know everyone at home could hear his answer.
We
can't,
hear a word,
so we seem like retards. That means my constant
it
clamping.
He loves it. Okay.
He loves it. Do you have an orgasm with oral sex?
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Still no. Even though you love it. All right. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, he's working out.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah. He needs to work it out, relationship.
You need to find your best and fastest beat-off position. Here's what it'll be. Lie on your back and lock your legs out and sort of crap out that cum. Do you know what I'm saying?
Squeeze it out.
Squeeze it out. Don't do it with a bent leg.
Yeah.
Then, when you're with a woman, do whatever you want, but when it's time to go, get her on top and squeeze that thing out. And get with one woman and work it out.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
If you bounce around, it's never going
to
work.
Why doesn't he masturbate leading up to and then finish off with his partner?
I don't know. He says he has to pull out. You can't, because it resets eventually.
It's 3 minutes to orgasm with his hand.
I know, but it's a weird reset thing, which is if you beat off, you don't get 7/8 of the way to orgasm and then stop like you're marking a book page and get back to it. You stop for 20 minutes, now you're back to zero or whatever.
Yeah, but if he's almost there, wouldn't the vagina come close to simulating that? No? No.
I don't know. Tired of talking about vaginas. Anyone got a home improvement question? That's what we need to talk about.
Let's take a break.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me one home improvement question when we come back.
Anderson, can you see to that?
Anderson,
no plumbing or electrical. I want a nice building one.
Woodworking.
No chicken ass thing about painting or roofing or something.
Heated floor. A nice
woodworking question.
Something Tim Allen related.
Yeah, except for he's not really.
Hey, what happened to your car, Adam? I heard it got messed up.
Mm-hmm. What happened here? Jack off. You got punched in the mouth for asking too many questions. That's what happened here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Get ready for action. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew right there. Let's keep on keeping on. Quick home improvement question. I'm tired of talking about vaginas. John?
Hello there.
Hello, John. What's up?
I need to do an improvement to my bedroom.
All right.
I was thinking about hanging some sort of swing over the bed.
Oh, all right. So you got a big... imagine you have a big wife.
No, she's not too big. I'm just looking for a little bit of difference in the, you know, we've done everything available from, you know, the kitchen to the bathroom to the closet. You know, I just need a little more variety.
All right. Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to hang? You want to put hooks in your ceiling?
Well, I was thinking about some sort of swing. You know, maybe it's got a rotary something that would spin around.
Uh-huh.
So what kind of hardware would I need for that?
Uh-huh. Not exactly what I had in mind, but all right. Listen, here's the thing. You got... This phone's all screwed up. You got to figure out what size your ceiling joists are. You got to get up in the attic and put your head up there, because if you're in an old crappy house, you might have 2x4s going up there, and that ain't going to hold your big wife. You got to get in some blocking at that point. If you got something substantial up there, like a 2x6 or better, then you can start getting into screwing like a 3/8, you know, by 4-inch, like big eye bolt in there. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't know, Drew. When you're putting like a wood screw into a piece of wood,
mm-hmm.
And you're gonna pre-drill it, you know, if you got like a fat, like a lag bolt, like something that's 1/4-inch thick or 5/16 or 3/8 mm-hmm. or 1/2-inch or something, you're screwing it into wood. The hole, as we call it, the pilot hole that you put in there, almost as big as the screw.
Hmm. Should be.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, you'd think, all right, well, I got a 1/2-inch size, you know, screw that's going in, so I'm just going to drill a little hole in there so I get plenty of bite. You want to be able to get it in with a little hole.
Oh, wow.
You got a 1/2-inch bolt, drill the hole at 3/8.
Wow.
You still will be fighting.
Hole.
Huh. Yeah, better way to go. I don't know what the hell happened to John. Did he fall off? Are we not hearing people that call the show anymore? I know everyone at home can hear it. It's a wonderful setup. Everybody at home can hear what the people are saying. We can't in the studio, so we just seem like idiots.
What's got to be extra weird is that we know when we can't hear, because the white noise changes in character, and so we can tell the phone's off.
Right. John?
Yes.
All right. Did you hear that?
I did. I've got a pretty good harness, and I'll just go get me a
No, listen.
Eye bolt?
Listen, do you have... Yes, do you... here's a question, though. Do you have access to your attic?
Yes, I do.
You do. And what do you got running up there? What size joist? Do you have any idea?
2x6s.
You do have 2x6s.
My wife's 5'2 and 135.
All right. Here's what you may want to do, too, is you may want to take like a 4x4 block and put it between a bay. You know, it's going to be like 14.5-inch block and put it in between, and then you could spread the load out a little bit.
Okay.
All right there, buddy. But good times.
Thank you.
All right.
That's a non-question.
Listen.
It's like how to hang a picture.
It was my fault for saying at the beginning that I wanted to be a substantial. What's your question? Diane?
Yes, I'm here.
You're 19. What's up? What's going on?
Diane?
Diane, how can we help?
What's up?
Okay, this is my question.
Okay, yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little bit. I had a boyfriend for 6 months, and we just recently broke up 3 months ago, and we were trying to work it out for the first 2 months. You know, we were going back and forth talking, and I found out that he had met another girl at a bar, and he had ended up hooking up with her, just kissing her. And at that point, I didn't think we were going to be able to move on and work out a relationship.
Wow,
any
he was
further.
Kissing. Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem. I mean,
well,
I just,
how
I
did you find out he was kissing her?
Well, I asked him if he has been with anybody else, and he just said that he admitted to me that he had kissed her.
He's a truthful guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the whole story. I'm sure that's every bit of it.
Yeah. Let me.
Want me to be Diane?
Let me see what's going on. This is how it works. When I cue you, I'm going to play his subconscious mind.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You, when I cue you with my finger, you say, I just kissed her.
I say I just kissed
her. You say I just kissed her. I'm going to play him. You'll be him, too.
I see.
I'll be the subconscious.
I see.
You'll be the actual.
I see. I'll be him.
You'll be the event.
Who's Diane?
I'll be Diane as well. Okay. Well, what did you do with this girl? Don't say finger blast. Don't say finger blast. Don't say finger blast. Don't say finger blast.
I just kissed her.
See, that's how it works. Diane?
Yes.
All right, so anyway.
So once I found out that, I told him, you know, it was over. It's just there's no way it's going to work out.
Sure.
And
that's smart.
So I went on with my life, and I went out and had my mindset that I was just going to move on. Sure. And I went out with a coworker one night, and we had a lot to drink, and one thing led to another that night, and we ended up sleeping together.
Wow.
And this is back to the coworker. This is the coworker who happened to be
shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
He had just broken up with his girlfriend, and I had, you know, just found out about that. So it was kind of, I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know, but we don't have any feelings for each other. And so I regret it, and I wish it didn't happen. And a couple weeks later, my ex called me, and he wanted to work things out with me. And so I said, you know what, let's go ahead and try it again. And just last weekend, I had found out, we had talked about what we had been doing and things like that, and I told him about the coworker. And he had told me that he tried to work it out with his ex-girlfriend. So, his ex-girlfriend of 7 years, and that kind of hurt me because...
All right, look, who cares? You're broken up, that's fine.
This is not going to work, this relationship.
It's not going to work.
No.
Way too much drama. You got a lot of drama in you, baby doll.
I know.
Man, do you got drama in you.
Why?
Yeah, what's the big deal? What's so important about life?
Well, no, what's with all the drama?
What's the big deal?
Where's all the chaos been in your life? How did you learn about chaos? We're hearing none of this, whatever she's saying.
Huh?
Yeah. There you are.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were talking.
Oh, sure.
Where was your life chaotic growing up?
Well, I didn't ever know my dad.
How come?
I met my dad when I was
12. It's very funny, too.
That's
hysterical.
Hilarious.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
It's,
huh?
Yeah. Go ahead. You met your dad when you were how old?
12.
Okay. 12. All right. That's a little weird. And, what else?
I don't know.
She's not talking, guys.
I feel like I grew up.
Her not talking even makes it worse because now we're just
sitting
know. Here like idiots.
Yeah,
going,
we can tell it's turned off. The thing just goes. Can you hear it, Chris? When it goes off, you can't hear it.
I'm done. That's it. I'm going back to cable. I'm done. Hey, is, and by the way,
let's finish Diane. Come on, we owe her the finish. Come on. By the way, let's finish Diane. Diane.
Yes.
Okay. So what happened that was so chaotic growing up?
I don't know. I mean,
other than your dad not being around, which obviously is traumatic enough.
I mean, when I was 13, I became sexually active. I mean, that's and then was there involved just, with drugs and alcohol.
All right. Yeah. So you're an alcoholic.
No, I'm not an alcoholic.
All right.
What were you doing with drugs and
alcohol? Take a little nip at 13. No big deal. Okay. That's Diane, here's the thing. You're an attractive girl. I can tell. You got people wanting to bang you left and right. You're a little depressed, and you feel like every 19-year-old feels like. You feel like Romeo and Juliet, like this is meant to be. This guy's some jack-off. You're never going to see him again.
Right.
Years will go by. You'll never even think about
him. She's also externalizing everything. I mean, everything is a big drama. That's all her internal drama. She's acting on her
life. I know. So by the way, it's another one of those hot chick things, by the way.
That was a good one, huh?
Yeah, here's the thing about Drew when he punches the mic.
Don't normally, go halfway.
These are, well, normally he does grazing blows.
Yeah.
Like, this was a vicious overhand left. I mean, normally it's backhands. It's what you do.
Jabs.
It's the kind of stuff you do when you're setting up the big cross.
Yeah. Tonight, got the big one.
And it's really he punches the mic like some parents whack their kids in the backseat of the car. The hand floats back. It's looking for a target. It's not made in a fist, you know. But this was the Widowmaker.
Yeah.
This is like really trying to hurt that mic. All right, Dan, here's what I can say. Get over it. Get over yourself a little bit. You're 19. Have a little fun. Hang out with some girlfriends, by the way, not ones that hate you. Hang out with some nice chicks and have a laugh. Okay, we'll be back. Well, that's the show, y'all. All right. We'll get a hand in tomorrow night when we see you at the same time, same station. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I'm glad you had fun with that little, like, rant that you just went on there. That was very entertaining, really.
Thanks, baby doll.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.